Osterman sat with his grandfather in a small, dimly lit room, the crackling fire playing shadows across the wall. The old man, with a face carved by time and history, spoke of his youth in the early 20th century in Russia. The world he described was one of stark contrast: opulent wealth for a few, crushing poverty for the many. It was a time when the air itself seemed charged with the electricity of change as revolution brewed in the hearts of the downtrodden. There was always talk of fairness, his grandfather said. But fairness, my boy, is a slippery thing. Osterman leaned in closer, his curiosity ignited. But what's it like, the revolution, I mean? The old man's voice grew heavy with memory. We were told not to wander too far. He said a bear roamed the outskirts. An enormous, fierce creature, they said. But this bear, it wasn't just a beast, it was a symbol of force. They said it was taking people to join the revolution. Osterman's eyes widened. A bear taking people. His grandfather chuckled dry. Not a real bear, of course. That's how it felt. It was as if the revolution itself had claws and teeth, drawing people in, whether they wanted to fight or not. Fire crackled louder, and the old man shifted in his chair. When I was just a boy, my father decided it was time to leave. The revolution had grown too close, too dangerous. Traveled to Odessa to board the ship to America. Odessa, it was everything all at once, the best and worst place you could imagine. Rashomon's grandfather paused, lost in thought. Your brother Grisha agreed, he finally said. We had no choice. America was our home. It was also an unknown beast, and yet we made it work. It's alive here. Made our mark in the strange new land. Osterman's fascination burned brighter. Wondered if he, too, could shape a new future and take part in something monumental. But then his grandfather's tone darkened. You see, he said, his voice dropping to a near whisper, even if the land of opportunity shadows followed us, there were whispers, threats. Someone claimed they were sent to destroy us, to destroy me and my people. They said it was sanctioned and official. Osterman fell in shoulders. What happened? Grandfather shrugged. We survived. But survival is not just about the long term. As they say, care about the short term, because in the long term, we're all dead. Osterman sat back, absorbing the weight of his grandfather's words. Thought of the bear, the revolution, the journey to America. Thought of the dualities, the best and worst hope, danger. Life, it seemed, was a series of contrasts.